Starting tonight through tomorrow afternoon and evening, August 9th and 10th, the Iowa Composers Forum is hosting their 2019 Summer Festival of New Music and Decora. I'm Jacqueline Hallbloom for Iowa Public Radio's Iowa Arts Showcase, and joining us by phone today is the Iowa Composer Forum's new chair, composer and cellist Craig Hultgren. Craig, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's so good to talk with you, Jacqueline.
You have three great performances lined up, and this year's theme is community in music. And the festival starts tonight at 7 at the Lingonberry in Decora. So what's happening on tonight's concert?
This is an electroacoustic program, which means it features works that are electronically oriented. Many of the pieces will be simply computer music or music concrete, music recorded and manipulated into compositions. There will be one live performance, and I will actually be doing that. I will be playing Lacrimosa by a Wisconsin composer. His name is Joseph Koikar. He's just retired from the University of Wisconsin in Madison. The concert tonight also includes a couple of electronics and video pieces. So this is really going to be the newest of the new for the festival. Sounds like you don't normally have in a composition, and we're looking forward to that. We have works by Ben Hippen, Jonah Elrod, a young composer in Iowa City at the University of Iowa, Chris Payson, another young composer at Luther College, Julia Ferris. And it should really be a mind-expanding experience, to use a cliche.
And you're actually going to be performing on your e-cello. Just briefly, tell us what an e-cello is.
Well, that E is for electronic. It's an electronic instrument. It has no acoustic body. It is simply the fingerboard and strings and bridge stretched over what looks like a skeleton or anchor kind of framework. And it has no sound by itself except for what you plug it into. And I've had this particular instrument since 2001, and it is a very modern-looking kind of creation.
So is this going to be kind of like a rock concert where you go out and you do all these wild manugians while you're playing?
You know, Joseph Koikar's piece is a hard one, so I'm not going to be hamming it up too much at this kind of thing. He has a lot of hard things for me to play, so I pretty much have to sit down and be still and make sure that I am able to coordinate precisely with what we call the sound file or the electronic music. And the electronics in that piece are a whole bunch of cellos. And my e-cello is just one of them, but I have to fit pretty intricately. You know, I don't know if we would think of too much of this as rock and roll, but it is definitely of the modern sphere.
That concert starts tonight at 7 at the Lingonberry on Water Street in Decora as part of the Iowa Composers Forum's festival. So then tomorrow afternoon, Saturday afternoon, August 10th at 3 at the Noble Recital Hall, on the Luther College campus in Decora, what will listeners hear there?
The 3 o'clock concert on Saturday will feature the Oneota Valley Community Orchestra under the direction of Matthew Cody. And the orchestra will be playing works by our members. There are four of them. Lane Erickson from Des Moines, Michael Kimber from the Iowa City, Cedar Rapids area, along with Joshua Resnico, also from Marion. We have a work by Philip Wharton, who is originally from Decora, who now lives in New York City. He's a violinist, and his work, Night Rising, is based on a poem written by one of Decora's finest poets, Carol Gilbertson. And it is such a treat to have a large ensemble like the Oneota Valley Community Orchestra participate in this, and it gives composers a voice for their large ensemble works, which many times they don't necessarily get a chance to hear because it takes so much resources to generate parts and to bring players together in rehearsal. So we are very happy being able to present the orchestra in performances of the four members' works.
And then tomorrow evening, Saturday evening, August 10th at 7, at the Noble Recital Hall again on the Luther College campus, tell us about the evening concert.
that concert features another one of our community ensembles, the Epinoia String Quartet. The Epinoia String Quartet has been presenting concerts for the last couple of years. They are community members. All of them play in the Oneota Valley Community Orchestra. And the quartet has been very active in developing itself as a string quartet ensemble. The quartet is made up of Nicole Coldy and Kayla Scholl on violin, Benjamin Kretschmer on viola, and Ivan Kaluya on cello. And they are all from this area. They will be presenting string quartets by Warren Gooch from Donna Truman State University down there in Kirksville, Missouri. Robert Martin, again, Chris Payson from Iowa City will also have a work on there. And this festival is subtitled Community in Music. And that's one of the great things about bringing composers from around the state to Decorah, is that Decorah has a great sense of community music making. Our orchestras, our choirs, not necessarily associated with any of the institutions, these entities are always presenting music. In fact, you can walk down the streets of Decorah sometimes and hear people singing on the corners. And I find that a fantastic situation, and we're really happy to be able to share it with all of our forum members and in these performances this weekend.
Decorah really does have a commitment toward the arts.
Yeah, for a town of 8,000-some people, it's a remarkable situation. I many times think about it like being in Europe a little bit, where they have a great sense of appreciation and reverence for music and for art. And that happens a little bit here. Sometimes I think of Decorah almost as a little mini artist colony.
Just need to bring in a few mountain ranges, Craig.
Well, you know, we've got some pretty good stiff river bluffs around here.
So how can folks get more info about the Iowa Composers Forum and, of course, about your festival this weekend?
We have information on our website. The website is located at iowacomposers.org. And all these performances are free, and a lot of this has been helped through the sponsorship of the Depot Outlet here in Decorah and the Marion E. Jerome Foundation. So no tickets are necessary. And this festival is occurring in a time of year where there are very few concerts actually going on, and that's one of the reasons for putting the festival at this point in time. And it is a rare opportunity to hear the music of our own time being played by our own musicians. And if you want to think about it, this is a regionalist activity, maybe much in the light of Grant Wood and his painting and his theories on creating art. We've transferred that a little bit here to the music, and the Iowa Composers Forum is the emblem in sound and musical art of our own time.
The Iowa Composers Forum is hosting their 2019 Summer Festival of New Music this weekend, August 9th and 10th in Decorah, and we were fortunate to have with us today the Iowa Composer Forum's chair, Craig Hultgren, and thanks for all your efforts to set this weekend's festival up. I know that takes a lot of time, and for joining us today and telling us all about it.
Thanks so much, Jacqueline.